This is Film Bookcast.
Film Bookcast.
Film Bookcast. The official podcast of Film Book. Get ready for the latest in film news, TV show news, and theatrical reviews. Film Book's podcast starts now.
Hello, and welcome to Film Bookcast, the official podcast of Film Book. I'm Kevin Allen. If you're tuning into Film Bookcast for the first time, welcome, and thank you. If you've listened before, welcome back and thank you. I'll be talking about film and TV news, including a change in which projects are eligible for the 2021 Emmys, the status of this fall's New York Film Festival, and a sequel for Netflix's newest hit movie. I'll also have a review of the movie Bull. The film's an intimate character study you do not want to miss. You can find more Film Bookcast podcasts on film-book.com using the search term Film Bookcast. You can also email us at podcast@film-book.com with Film Bookcast in the subject line. Let's get to movie news. Starting in 2021, Oscar-nominated projects will no longer be eligible to compete for Emmy Awards. According to The Hollywood Reporter, the decision follows last month's announcement that some streaming films will be eligible for the 2021 Oscars. It's a move that further blurred the lines between theatrical and video-on-demand movie distribution. With theaters closed across America due to the COVID-19 crisis, multiple films intended for wide theatrical release have secured streaming distribution rights instead of sitting on the shelf. Currently, the 93rd Academy Awards, also known as the Oscars, are scheduled to be held in LA on February 28, 2021. Organizers of the New York Film Festival are reportedly still exploring scenarios for the 58th annual fest this fall, including live events. According to Deadline.com, the people in charge would like to see a combination of in-person and digital experiences. A final decision on the format is expected sometime in the summer. At the moment, the New York Film Festival is scheduled for September 25th through October 11th, but there's a lot of safety protocol, logistics, and support from the film industry that will need to be worked out. Half of the staff from film at Lincoln Center has been furloughed due to the coronavirus pandemic, and the Big Apple remains the epicenter of the outbreak in the U.S., with more than 185,000 confirmed cases in the city and over 19,000 deaths. That's according to the New York Times. Movie theaters in Germany's biggest state will be allowed to reopen starting May 30th. That's according to The Hollywood Reporter. The western German state of North Rhine-Westphalia, which is home to the city of Düsseldorf, will let cinemas reopen under strict hygienic guidelines, including a minimum of 5 feet social distance between moviegoers. That's about 3 movie seats. Social distancing will also be required in lobby and concession areas, and theater employees and customers will both be required to wear face masks. North Rhine-Westphalia will be the first state in Germany to allow movie theaters to reopen. Other states are expected to follow suit as the country slowly begins to emerge from its COVID-19-induced lockdown. Looks like we've got a few action movie-related stories next. Cue the explosion sound effect! Nice. Extraction, the Netflix action movie starring Chris Hemsworth, is getting a sequel. The movie was just released on April 24th, and it's already Netflix's most-watched film ever. The movie stars Hemsworth as Tyler Rake, a mercenary hired to rescue the kidnapped son of an international drug kingpin. Right now, it's not clear if Hemsworth or director Sam Hargrave would return for part two. But original screenwriter Joe Russo will write the sequel. I reviewed Extraction in my first episode of Film Bookcast 2 weeks ago. Sorry, that was a shameless self-plug alarm. Anyway, you can check out my review by going to filmbook.com and searching for Film Bookcast or Extraction. Tom Cruise wants to team up with Elon Musk, SpaceX, and NASA to shoot an action movie in space. According to Deadline.com, no studio's attached to the project yet, but NASA has confirmed its involvement. If the movie does get off the ground, it will be the first narrative feature film to be shot in outer space. Taika Waititi is going to be spending a lot more time in a galaxy far, far away. Lucasfilm says the talented actor, writer, and director will write and direct a new Star Wars movie. Waititi has appeared in The Mandalorian as assassin droid IG-11 and even directed the show's season finale. There's no release date yet for Waititi's Star Wars film. Waititi's also working on the script for the next Thor movie entitled Thor: Love and Thunder. Let's turn to movie trailers. Saturday Night Live's Pete Davidson is headlining a feature film based on his life.
Don't worry, Mom. I know your daughter got smart and went to college and abandoned us. But I'm still here. I'm gonna be here forever.
The King of Staten Island stars Davidson as Scott, a 20-something who struggled to move past the death of his firefighter father back when Scott was 7. Davidson's real-life father was a member of the FDNY who died back on 9/11. The film was originally expected to premiere at South by Southwest and then get more play at the Tribeca Film Festival. Both events were canceled due to the coronavirus lockdown. The King of Staten Island, which is directed by Judd Apatow, will be available on video on demand services on June 12th. A new documentary is offering an intimate look at how former First Lady Michelle Obama continues to inspire people.
Because my mother would say,
Michelle and Barack Obama aren't special. There are millions of Michelle and Barack Obamas all over the world.
Becoming is out on Netflix right now. The film follows Mrs. Obama on a 34-city tour for her 2018 memoir, also entitled Becoming. Viewers will get to see candid moments of Michelle Obama with her family, friends, Secret Service agents, and of course, thousands of adoring fans. Sci-fi fans can look forward to a new thriller.
Contact with Command is lost, and we're everybody's last hope.
In The Blackout, Invasion Earth, an unexplained phenomenon hits Earth and knocks out contact between most towns. When military teams finally venture outside, they find corpses everywhere. So then the race is on to discover who or what is destroying all life on Earth. The Blackout, Invasion Earth, will be available through ShoutFactory.com on June 2nd, although pre-orders are available right now. Let's turn to TV news. Let's Make a Deal wants to honor those on the front lines in the fight against the coronavirus. The Wayne Brady-hosted game show is asking essential workers to submit video auditions for an upcoming special online edition of the show. Let's Make a Deal usually features a studio audience in wild costumes who become contestants on the show. But the show has been doing a stripped-down, no-audience version on Facebook since the coronavirus quarantine went into effect. It's not clear when the Frontline Workers special will air, but anyone who wants to audition should send a one-minute video to lmadathome@gmail.com. The 45th season of Saturday Night Live wraps up this weekend. According to The Hollywood Reporter, a third episode of SNL at Home will air May 9th. At the time of this podcast recording, no host or musical guest had been announced. After the COVID-19 crisis shut down production of hundreds of TV and movie projects, Saturday Night Live aired two episodes with cast members filming all the sketches at their homes. Tom Hanks kicked off the first episode on April 11th. Brad Pitt appeared as Dr. Anthony Fauci to begin last week's show. The Wonderful World of Disney movie series is returning to ABC. The move comes shortly after CBS announced a similar movie night type schedule addition to fill its primetime hours. According to The Hollywood Reporter, The Wonderful World of Disney hasn't been in the ABC lineup since the 2007-2008 TV season. Its four-week return kicks off on Wednesday, May 20th. Moana is up first, followed by Thor: The Dark World the following week, then Up on June 3rd, and Big Hero 6 on June 10th. Finally, in this week's TV news, Nicolas Cage will be TV's next Tiger King. Variety reports that Cage is set to star in a scripted series about Joe Exotic, the subject of a wildly popular Netflix docuseries called Tiger King. If you're not familiar with the show, it's about an eccentric, exotic zookeeper in Oklahoma who fights to keep his animal park running, even at the risk of losing his sanity. Cage, who's an Academy Award winner, has a long and storied movie career, but this will be his first regular TV series role. All right. Let's look at some TV show trailers. A new Amazon Prime docuseries is honoring the personal sacrifices of those supporting their communities during the COVID-19 crisis.
There are new heroes emerging every day.
Regular Heroes is an 8-episode series spotlighting the essential workers who are making a difference. In addition to showcasing the heroes' tireless work, the series will also offer donations of goods and services to support these amazing people and the communities they serve. Regular Heroes is available now on Amazon Prime Video in the US, UK, and Canada. Amazon Prime subscribers outside those countries will get it on May 12th. The Snowpiercer graphic novel has already had a moment on the big screen. Now, it's coming to television.
Snowpiercer is all that's left of the world.
Academy Award winner Jennifer Connelly and Tony Award winner David Diggs of Hamilton fame star in this latest adaptation. TNT has released a new trailer ahead of the series premiere on May 17th. The show is set more than 7 years after a fictional Earth has become a frozen wasteland. Snowpiercer is a perpetually moving train that circles the globe, carrying the last remnants of humanity, and the confined space hasn't helped with issues like class warfare, social injustice, and politics of survival. Actor Steve Carell and the co-creator of The Office are together again as a fictionalized sixth branch of the United States Armed Forces prepares for liftoff.
50 years ago, our country put a man on the moon. Well, guess what, kids? We're going back.
Space Force, starring Carell and created by Greg Daniels, who co-created the American version of The Office, hits Netflix on May 29th. Carell plays a recently promoted four-star general who's tasked with making the militaristic, ill-conceived return to the moon a reality. The trailer is chock full of big names, including John Malkovich and Jane Lynch, so expect a lot of star power in this one. All right, this week's movie review spotlight is on Bull, starring Amber Havard and Rob Morgan. It's directed by Annie Silverstein. This is only my third movie review since starting to host this podcast, but let me say that this is easily the best movie to be in the review spotlight so far. I mentioned Bull last week as part of my movie trailer rundown. Sorry, that is the shameless self-plug alarm again. Anyway, Bull is about a broken-down former bull rider and a troubled teenage girl who become unlikely friends. But do not write this off as a simple coming-of-age story where the kid becomes a bull-riding champ by the end of the film. Obviously, there are bull-riding scenes in this movie, but there's nothing flashy about them. There's no grandstanding. Grandstanding would be the opposite of what this movie is out to do. Rob Morgan, who viewers may recognize from his work in Mudbound or Just Mercy, is quietly intense in his role as Abe Turner. Turner, who was once a professional bull riding star, is about half a step up from a rodeo clown when the audience meets him, with a battered body and booze and pill habit that's formed from years of getting tossed around and trampled. Turner is out of town on a rodeo clowning gig when his neighbor Chris, who's played by Amber Havard, breaks into his place so she and her teenage frenemies can throw a party. Turner catches Chris after he comes home, and instead of pressing charges, he lets Chris work it off by fixing up his place. Morgan is great, but I also want to applaud the performance of Amber Havard, who was reportedly scouted at a shopping mall. Similar to Morgan's performance, her faces and actions throughout the film speak louder than her words. She's not as comfortable in her character as Morgan is, but Havard's character is awkward, so her scenes without Morgan still generally work. Now, after becoming Turner's handywoman, we watch the two adrift souls find common ground. Chris develops a budding interest in bull riding as she's forced to tag along with Abe to backyard rodeos. And Abe slowly begins to see Chris as someone he can mentor. Chris's mom is in prison on drug-related charges, so another way of looking at it is Chris sees Abe as a father figure, and Chris reminds Abe that he's more than just his injuries and personal demons. The film is shot in a very intimate documentary style, complete with camera shakes, which supports the idea that both main characters are in a fragile personal and emotional space. And it's the emotional journey of Morgan's Abe Turner that makes this movie a must-watch. There's so much subtlety in his performance of a man who'd rather break a bone than bruise his ego that makes this movie just incredible. To my knowledge, not many people are talking about Rob Morgan as one of the greats, like Meryl Streep or De Niro, Dustin Hoffman. Add your own favorite. At least, not yet. But as long as Morgan is racking up performances like this one, people soon will be. Definitely put Bull on your watch list. It's available now on various on-demand streaming services. Thank you for listening to this episode of Film Bookcast. You can find more of my work on film-book.com. Just search for Kevin Allen or Film Bookcast. You can also find me on Twitter at KAllenNYC. If you listen to this podcast on iTunes or another podcast service, please rate and review this episode. If you're listening to this podcast on our YouTube channel, Film Book Podcast, please like our video, subscribe to our channel, and leave us a comment in the comment section. It helps other people discover our podcast. Please also consider becoming one of our patrons on Patreon at patreon.com/filmbook. Your support helps us create more engaging content. You'll find our Patreon link below in the description. If you want to tweet about this podcast, use the hashtag FilmBookCast. Tune in next week for a new episode of FilmBookCast. Thanks for listening. I'm Kevin Allen. And remember, you're the star of your own movie. Don't be afraid to shine.